It's the Sunny Morning Show on Sunny FM. Good morning, I'm Walt Lindela. Michigan has launched a new campaign called Going Pro to help employers across the state fill more than 811,000 jobs, including some in high-paying, highly rewarding careers in information technology and computer science. To bridge the gender gap in the technology field, experts say it's important to inspire girls at an early age and continue to mentor them throughout their careers. Here to tell us more about that is Chris Rzeski, Executive Director of the Michigan Council of Women in Technology Foundation.
We are a Michigan-based nonprofit which started about 17 years ago, and our vision is to make Michigan the number one state for women in technology with a mission to inspire and grow girls and women in IT. We support Michigan's female IT workforce, students, and the overall community with programming, scholarships, networking, learning, mentoring, and technology experiences that really encompass a female's full life cycle from youth to career.
What are some of the obstacles that you see when you're working with girls and women, not only just getting into these careers, but staying in them? What are some of those obstacles?
So for the young girls, the biggest obstacles are lack of exposure to technology and the lack of curriculum in the schools, and also the lack of confidence in what is traditionally looked at as a male dominated field. But our program specifically focused on that T in STEM and directly impact this problem. So for example, we have a program called Girls Rocket, which is a program where we partner with the Girl Scouts, and it provides hands-on learning for girls as young as the second grade. And then they earn technology badges and they get to learn, you know, what a career would look like for a female in IT. And then for women, the obstacles range from lack of support in the workplace to being the only female on team or in the boardroom or in the office. So that's the problem that we try to solve. To help with that, one example is our Executive Connection Summit, which we refer to as ECS, where it brings together our network of stakeholders, and it's focused on providing a day of engaging learning where female executives are leading the conversation. So the exposure to these female leaders is really key to retaining women in technology fields.
So this conference, is this a regular thing? Like, is it annual, or can you tell me a little bit more about it?
The conference is an annual event. This year we're hosting it on May 29th, and it'll be held at the in Novi at the Suburban Collection Showplace, so downstate. But we have over 900 IT executives and professionals that gather for a program that highlights industry trends, and it provides a lot of networking opportunities. So this year, the topic is Seizing Opportunity in a Rapidly Changing World, and it's headlined by female IT leaders from various Fortune 500 companies. So the conference consists of a keynote speaker, a panel of executives, and we even have a breakout session from a leader at the state of Michigan that will talk about the state's initiative for women in technology as well.
Now, you mentioned a moment ago a program that has to do with working with the Girl Scouts, but are there any other programs that you do through the foundation to help in particular with girls getting interested in IT careers?
Oh, absolutely. We have 11 programs that span girls and young women. There's another program called Girls Solve It, which is a virtual competition, and it reaches across the state of Michigan, and it provides a really fun and engaging way for young girls grades 4 through 8 to participate. The program fosters teamwork across these teams and focuses on robotics and critical thinking skills.
It sounds like there's somewhat of a mentoring component too, isn't there?
Absolutely. We do have an early career mentoring program, so girls who get out of school or are early in their careers can participate in that. We give out scholarships, and we attach these scholars with mentors also from some of our partner companies. There's a lot of mentoring for sure.
Can you tell me a little bit how people can find out more information about the foundation?
For more info on our programs and our events, they can go to mcwt.org, and that's where they can learn more about us and our impact. So definitely would love folks to come to our website, learn more about us, and get engaged.
That's Chris Rzeski, the Executive Director of the Michigan Council of Women in Technology Foundation. Find out more about Going Pro in Michigan by visiting going-pro.com. That's going-pro.com. For Great Lakes Radio, I'm Walt Lindela.